Recounted.
Welcome to Standard Recounted here on the Progressive Voices Network on TuneIn. I'm David Bender. The late Hunter Thompson once wrote that when the going gets weird, the weird turn pro. He was talking about Richard Nixon, but when we look back now at Nixon and his corrupt crew of cronies, they were just amateurs. The truly professional and venal weirdness of Donald John Trump far exceeds anything that even the warped brain of Richard Nixon might have crookedly cooked up, even in those dark nights when he was wandering the White House hallways, guzzling scotch, and telling his troubles to the paintings of former presidents. What we've seen from the Trump administration in just over 1,000 days, a period now almost equal to the hallowed days of John F. Kennedy's presidency, is no longer weird. Somehow, weird has been allowed to become the new normal. If there are historians writing about this time a century from now, they'll look back at November of 2019, either as the turning point where the American Republic was once again saved by a handful of patriots, or where the United States of America collapsed in on itself as suddenly as the Soviet Union. And we saw what rose out of the ashes of that self-immolation. Today we're going to be talking about the impeachment hearings that are beginning and will go from November through December, when we may well see articles of impeachment filed against Donald Trump. We're going to begin, however, with what happens after Donald Trump. My guests today are Leah Greenberg and Ezra Levin, co-founders and co-executive directors of Indivisible. They have a new book out, We Are Indivisible, A Blueprint for Democracy After Trump, and they join me now. Leah and Ezra, welcome to the program. Leah, let me ask you, what is it that we need to be thinking about after Trump is gone?
Well, I think that because we think that fundamentally these problems didn't start with Donald Trump and don't end with them, the way forward involves asking what about our institutions is working and what is stopping progressive change from happening and thus degrading people's faith in government. Right now, we have a government that is just systematically unable to deliver on answers for the biggest challenges that we are facing. I think about my own lifetime. I'm 32. There has been a six-month period in which we have moved significant progressive legislation that I've been alive. Why would people have faith in government when they only see it working in tiny spurts every once in a while? And in order to change that, we actually have to look at the structures that are impeding progress. That's things like the filibuster, which blocks basically any progressive legislation and will continue to block progressive legislation if we don't do something about it. That's things like the way that the Senate is structured, which is highly unrepresentative of the American people and is only getting worse. That's things like voter suppression, which is systematically locking people out of political participation.
And once again, we're talking with Leah Greenberg and Ezra Levin, the co-founders and co-executive directors of Indivisible. The book is We Are Indivisible, A Blueprint for Democracy After Trump. You can get it at book.indivisible.org. Ezra Levin, based on what Leah just said, what's your view? What do we need to understand about the times we're in and what we need to do for a post-Trump American democracy?
Same thing for me. I would say the other side gets this. This is something that has been a multi-decade campaign from hyper-reactionary conservatives. They understand that the country is getting more unequal and more diverse. They understand that in a representative democracy, that more diverse, more unequal electorate will not vote for the reactionary policies. You do not abolish the EPA and cut taxes for billionaires and prevent any kind of immigration bill from getting passed if American democracy is actually responding to this increasingly diverse electorate. And so that is why they are systematically attacking democratic institutions. They know they lose if we have a democracy. This is why Mitch McConnell stands on the floor of the Senate and calls making voting day a national holiday socialism and a power grab. That sounds ridiculous, but it is cynically smart. He understands that he loses if our democracy responds to the people.
Ezra Levin, Leah Greenberg, thanks for joining us on Standard Be Counted. Again, the book is We Are Indivisible, A Blueprint for Democracy After Trump. Order it at book.indivisible.org. Before we go, here's Adam Schiff on why this investigation is crucial to the future of our democracy.
But worst of all, worse than all the lies and the greed, is the disloyalty to country. For that too continues. When asked if the Russians intervene again, will you take their help, Mr. President? Why not? Was the essence of his answer. Everyone does it. No, Mr. President, they don't. Not in the America envisioned by Jefferson, Madison, and Hamilton. Not for those who believe in the idea that Lincoln labored until his dying day to preserve The idea animating our great national experiment, so unique then, so precious still, that our government is chosen by our people, through our franchise, and not by some hostile foreign power. This is what is at stake. Our next election, and the one after that, for generations to come, our democracy. This is why our investigation matters, to bring these dangers to light.
That was House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff.
You've been listening to Standard Be Counted on the Progressive Voices Network on TuneIn, made possible in part by a grant from Susan Disney Lord.
Stay with us for continued coverage of the House's investigation into charges that may lead to the impeachment of Donald Trump.